The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, we're getting closer and closer to Election Day, and between now and then, we want to talk to as many candidates as we can for all the various different public offices. A big ballot, a lot of candidates, a lot of issues. Joining us right now is the Democratic candidate for the State Senate 25th District, Bert Van Dyke. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Appreciate you joining us. Well, let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up on a farm, out in a family farm out in Sanilac County. And I was raised, you might say, with traditional conservative values. I obviously learned the value of hard work there. But I was also taught that the truth was important and doing what was right was important. And I learned stewardship growing up on the farm. For the past 30 years, I've been a public school teacher right here in St. Clair County, Marine City Middle School and High School. And, you know, during that time, my program had a really good reputation locally and around the state. And we performed at a high level, and we've been to just about every major campus, university campus in the state. And I've even had students perform in Carnegie Hall on stage in New York City on six different occasions. So I'm used to working at a fairly high level. And during my time as a public school teacher, I also served my professional organization. We've got a group of vocal music directors. It's a statewide group. And I volunteered as a district manager for 12 years and served on the full board. And then I was elected to a term on the executive board, too, where I had to deal with budget questions, programming, and, you know, making sure that the organization had a viable future. And so I've got some good organizational experience there.
So what made you decide that you wanted to serve in the state Senate?
Well, initially, it's education policy that was my driving interest. It really feels like education policy isn't centered on the child, especially like the last 10 years. I believe the development of the child is really what our purpose is in education. And ed policy, especially of the last 10, 15 years, it's all about content and it's all about standardized testing. And we're using those as measurements for schools. We're using those as barriers for kids, so you don't get to do this opportunity if you don't score this on the standardized test. And I think that's the wrong direction. And then that just kind of opened the window for me to take a look at what else is going on. And I mean, my underlying interest would be to serve the interests of the people and the communities here in the Blue Water area.
You mentioned standardized testing and measuring outcomes. If we don't use testing, and I'm not an educator, so I'm not inside the system, I don't know, how do you measure success? How do you know that our children is learning, as they say?
Well, first I would trust the professionals that work with the kids every day, the tiers, and trust the that they're getting through the coursework and the testing associated with that course. Public education has been the bedrock of the great achievements of this country, and that was before we had all this rush around standardized testing. Mm-hmm. So the standardized tests, they really don't serve the interests of the kids. They don't serve the interests of the teachers. In my view, they basically serve the interests of the testing companies.
What other issues? As you said, I mean, education was sort of your entry into this, but then you started looking at other things in state government that you'd like to do. What are some other things that you'd like to do?
Sure. So, as a candidate, you gotta have a broader understanding than just your area of expertise. And I know that a lot of people are feeling pressure from rising costs of living. And I'm looking at some pieces of legislation that are working their way through that I think are going to be harmful to families. One is about local control and taking away agency for permitting, regulating, limiting short-term rentals, which may or may not seem like a big idea or a big deal right now, but it has the potential to take 30% of the housing stock off the market. And at a point when people are struggling with rent and to find an affordable place to live, you take away 30% of the houses. That's houses that families can't live in then, right? And then that also we have increased likelihood of nuisance calls to those properties. We have infrastructure issues. I mean, like if we're talking about Airbnbs, probably stuff along the water, right?
Yeah.
And probably we're converting a lot of houses that may have been built as like a 3-bedroom house with 1 bathroom. And now, you know how these properties are advertised, sleeps 12, right? Right. So now you've got a septic tank designed for 1 bathroom for a small home, mm-hmm. and it's 100 feet away from the beach, and now you got 12 people staying there. So there's a lot of long-term consequences that I think will be a problem for us.
You mentioned you were raised with conservative values. You're running as a Democrat. I just want to give you a chance to address that because, I mean, we live in this era of identity politics where you're a dyed-in-the-wool this or a dyed-in-the-wool that. Talk about your political views a little bit.
Sure. Well, I've been an independent voter my whole life. To me, issues and values are way more important than team colors. I think the big battle over team colors is part of what's gotten us to this place that nobody likes, right? Yeah. And politically, I think we have to do what's in the best interest of the people in the communities here. And, you know, common ground is one of the points of my campaign. I claim that I have this conservative background, and I also claim a progressive outlook. Mm-hmm. And as a person who has, you know, those schools of thought going on in my mind at the same time, they're in harmony with each other. They're not really at odds with each other. In fact, it was Teddy Roosevelt who said, "Why is progressivism and why is conservatism go hand in hand?" So I think our politics today, like, it strikes me that most of the stuff is really not so much left to right as it is top to bottom. So my goal is to look out for the people and the communities here in the Blue Water area.
What are you hearing from those folks as you knock on their doors and talk to people that reside in the 25th district?
Mostly I'm getting positive feedback from people who have, you know, that we've talked for a couple of minutes about the issues. I think a lot of people like the idea of getting away from this antagonistic mm-hmm. left versus right thing. And when people take the time to look at the platform and understand what it is that I'd like to do, it seems to make sense and resonate with them.
All right. People are looking at their ballots as we speak. They're trying to decide who to vote for. Why should they vote for Burt Van Dyke for state senate?
Because my guiding light will be the interests of the people and the communities here. And I don't have any influence from corporate backers or dark money or PACs or any of that. My guiding light will be what's good for the people here.
Bert, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Bert Van Dyke, candidate for state senate, joining us on WPHM. It's 19 past 8 o'clock now.